Bun FM.
Okay, so now we're here with Cade, who's going to do a review of The Other Half, which is at the Rep.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so for those people who don't know, what is the story of this?
So basically, the story is, it's set in a Memphis bar, and it follows this woman called Marsha. She works there as a waitress, and it follows her and her interactions with the customers and also her colleagues. And really, it just explores her life and their lives, and it's focusing really on their individual issues and how, you know, Marsha doesn't know their issues and she can't guess them, but we are taken, as the audience, we're taken into each character's issues and we explore them ourselves.
Okay. So what format did the show take?
It took an interesting format because I was expecting a play, but it's not. It's more a narrative with music.
Okay.
So the guy that wrote it, he's called Mark Billingham. He's actually a writer and he was a Sunday Times bestseller as well. And basically he was reading his narrative, and then every now and again there'd be a group called My Darling Clementine. They do country music and they'd come on and they would do a song that suited that point of the narrative, basically.
Okay. So what did you think of the music?
I really enjoyed the music. I mean, country music isn't normally the kind of music that I would like, but I found it really enjoyable. I mean, I thought My Darling Clementine were really good. I mean, they've recently been awarded the Americana Artist of the Year at the British Country Music Awards. So, yeah, I mean, they're definitely really good.
So it's all country music involved in the show?
Yeah, all their music is country music.
So who else was involved in the show?
That was it. That was all three of them. So there's Mark Billingham, who, as I said, is Sunday Times bestseller. He writes the Tom Thorne novels. And then My Darling Clementine, who are a husband and wife duo. All three of them, actually, I think it's quite important to note, they're all local people. They're all from Birmingham. So it's very much a local production.
Oh, so is this the only production that there is out there?
Of The Other Half, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Mark Billingham was the one that wrote it.
Oh, okay.
He actually wrote it for My Darling Clementine.
Yeah. Ah, that's cool. Can people still see the show?
They can't now, no. It was a one-night-only performance, which is a shame because I did think it was very good and I would recommend that people go and see it. But I'd definitely say keep your eyes open, just in case there is anything else about My Darling Clementine, because I'd say they're definitely worth a look.
Has he written any other plays or anything?
I don't think so, because he's really just focused on the books. I mean, the reason he actually wrote this play was because he was approached by My Darling Clementine, because he'd mentioned them in one of his books. Because in his book, the main character loves country music.
Oh,
and so
I see.
They read the book, and then they approached him, and then they worked together on the project. So I don't think he's got any others, but I don't know, we'll find out.
Yeah, keep our eyes and ears peeled.
Sounds interesting. Very good. Okay, cool. Okay, well, if anyone did want to go and see it, is it still on at the moment, or...?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, that's a shame.
But I'm hoping it's going to come back.
Yeah,
so I think it
might
good.
Come back round, you never know. Cool. All right, thanks very much. Well, we're going to move on to the script now quickly, and this is for the first time, and then after that we'll be back with Jessica from Gilbert and Sullivan. She's all laid up in bed with a broken...